Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Joining us now is journalist Beverly Ford, who writes for the New England Center for Investigative Reporting at Boston University, and her investigative piece is out today. Beverly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Beverly, your story is on our website, WBUR.org. Also there, Kurt Nickisch's profile of a family living next to the Superfund site in Billerica, which we just heard. You can also see photos of the toxic waste site right on our website. Now, we just heard how people can be living next to these toxic messes without even knowing it. So is that a common theme in your reporting?
There are a lot of areas where people just buy houses and they're not told by the real estate agents what is right around the corner. And we found that a lot of people are concerned with what's going on in their neighborhood but don't have the resources or don't have the knowledge to find out about where these toxic sites are located.
Beverly, after nearly three decades and $1 billion spent on cleanup, there are still 31 Superfund toxic waste sites in Massachusetts. Why is it taking so long to remediate the sites?
Part of the problem is that these chemicals that are in the ground and in the water are really hard to remove. The other reason is that technology hasn't yet provided the means to quickly remove these chemicals. And another problem is that the EPA allows requires the responsible parties to remove the chemicals. And I don't believe that they have any set timetable to do that. They are just they have to meet certain standards at certain times, but they don't have to have the site totally clean by a certain date. And also, finding the responsible parties is a very tough task. A lot of times these companies are out of business, or they've changed ownerships, or they fight the EPA in court because they don't want to pay the millions of dollars it'll take to clean up these sites. So it's been a really difficult process to get these things cleaned up like they should be.
And you mentioned the money issue in your piece. You wrote that the federal Superfund effort in Woburn, for example, has cost $21 million so far. Well, how big of a factor is cost, and how much are looming deficits threatening these operations?
Well, it's interesting because the EPA requires the responsible parties to pay for the cleanup. So if you have to get them to come up with the money to do that, and the EPA does do that through court orders, but as I said, finding the responsible parties, getting them to own up to this contamination, and getting them to come up with the money is a very difficult and time-consuming process. They often fight through court actions. They often sell the property. It's hard to trace the history often of some of these properties, and it just makes for a very difficult and long process. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of teeth in the federal regulations to do anything about it.
So bottom line, these sites still exist.
They still exist, and a lot of people are unaware about them, which is even more concerning.
And Beverly, you know firsthand, because I understand that you live near one of the Superfund sites in Massachusetts. How do you feel about that?
I do. I live within walking distance of it. And probably like the rest of the public, I'm aware of the site, but I'm not fully aware of the contaminants that are on the site or the, what the government is doing to clean up that site. So I'm probably in the same boat as a lot of people. I know it's there, but I don't know what to do about it.
Are you worried, though?
I'm concerned, yeah. I've known the site's been there. It's been there since 1983, and I just think it's kind of about time that it's cleaned up. 30 years is a generation.
These old sites are slow to get cleaned up. Is there any reason to feel optimistic?
From what I've been told, there is. We're doing much better than we have in the past. We don't see companies going out and just dumping toxic chemicals into the soil anymore. That's pretty regulated. The problem is that we're so focused on other environmental issues, air quality, or water quality, that we've kind of left the Superfund sites on the back burner, and we're not paying attention to them as much as we probably should anymore.
Beverly, certainly a lot to think about. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Beverly Ford is a freelance journalist whose story on Superfund sites is out today. She did the report for the New England Center for Investigative Reporting, which is a nonprofit investigative reporting newsroom based at Boston University. BU journalism student Jenna Ebersole contributed to this report, and you can go to our website to see photos and maps showing all 31 Superfund sites in Massachusetts, with details about their cleanup efforts and costs.